listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Paird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
I greet the Honorable Apostle and his family. Bishop Sean family. I greet you, Dr. Brown. I greet your wife, the musicians, and all the appointed ministers, and all the saints and little children, and our friends that are visiting with us on today. Happy Sabbath. This month is our family month, where the focus is on the family. If there is no family, there is no church. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Aren't you glad that you're a part of the family of God? Because some people don't really have a family here. But then God has given you brothers. God has provided you sisters. God has provided you mothers and fathers. Isn't God a real good God? Yes, he's an amazing God. Yes, he's a faithful God. He is a miraculous God. Yes, he is. And I praise him, I praise him, I praise him. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I give God thanks for my wonderful husband, Deacon Peart, for my wonderful children, anointed children. I know that the hand of God is upon my family. I can see that. And I magnify God for that today. Because it is something that money cannot buy. Deacon James, I didn't mean to overlook you, but I truly honor you. You know that. And I'm wrapping up the message on protecting the borders of your mind. Protecting the border of your mind. You can't be a negative person. Protecting the border of your mind, you can't think that you know everything. Come on now, there are some folks out there, they think they know everything. There are some folks out there, they don't even think that they need a leader because they can read for themselves, you see, and they can understand the word of God by themselves. I don't need anyone. Let me tell you something, you're just as foolish as you think. Hello? And I told you last time, I said that the mind is so powerful that if you think that you're sick, your body will become sick. That's how powerful the mind is. If a woman can think herself into pregnancy, and the body start to behave like it's pregnant, morning sicknesses and everything else that goes along with it, missing her period too. Come on now, because the mind says I'm pregnant. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. I want to show you the power that you walk around with. Not someone and tell them I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. And in order to protect the borders of your mind, you must be conscious. You must be sober. We have plans in this life. We have plans to excel. We have plans to be a better man, a better woman. We have great plans for our children. We have plans for a better house and a better car. But who is taking the time out to find out what is the plan of God for my life? What is it that God wants me to accomplish? Hello out there. I learned something years ago when I used to work for United Way. And I understand that not everyone should try to be a homeowner. You should wait until you are able to. Because what it says is that sometimes it is cheaper to rent. Hello? Because when your pipe is busted in your house, it's your responsibility. And when your roof are caving, it's your responsibility. And when certain things happen to the house, it's your responsibility. So some people find it necessary to rent than to own. And to own is the American dream. So how will you get there? And in order to be a good homeowner, it simply means that your mind frame has to be in the right realm. You have to count the cost. The word of the Lord said, who is it that is going to build a house? And you never sit down and count up the cost. And I understand that God cares about homeowners. Because he said that if there is a war and a man just build a house, let the man go home and dedicate his house. Lest the man die in the war and another man dedicate his house. Come on, tell someone, God has a good plan for me. But we must get to the place where we begin to listen to the very thoughts and the plan that God has for our lives. If you believe that he have one, ask him about it. Come on and praise God. Lord, I'm about to do this today. Is this the right thing to do? Is this the plan you have for me? I'm about to venture into this business plan. This is what I want to do. But is this what you have for me? Hello? Can I tell you that sometimes the plan that God has for you don't really excite you? Hello? If the truth be told, the food that is good for us, those are not the foods that excite us. The food that is good for us are the food that don't taste really good. Some of them are bitter. And some of them taste sour. Hello? And if you want to really get the full substance of it, you can't add sugar and honey to it to try to kill the natural taste of it. Some things that are good for you, you can't dilute it. If not, it lose the substance. And so I come to find out that a lot of folks don't want to ask God what is his will and plan, because we're not ready to walk into his path. But one thing I can tell you about the plan that God has for his people, it is a good plan. And his plan has no evil. Oh, somebody bless God. His plan is a successful plan. Somebody bless God. You might not like it. You might not like the taste of it. But not your neighbor said it will do you good. The question was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And the answer was given by our Lord Jesus Christ. He said the greatest commandment is that you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your might. And the second is like unto it, that you love your neighbor as yourself. So how do you want the plans of God to be fulfilled in your life and you hate your neighbor? Come on, it's a family month. Some of us don't even know who our neighbor is. You think maybe this month you'll walk over there and knock on the door and said, I just come to introduce myself. You know I go to church every Saturday. Would you like to go with me one of these Saturdays when you're free? You don't have to be a mighty evangelist to do that. You don't even have to know the word of God to do that. You just have to love your neighbor to do that. Oh, somebody praise God. Somebody praise God. Somebody praise God. I want to tell you something about the mind. The mind is in sync with your tongue. What is in the mind, the tongue utter. Come on and praise God. And the mind listen to the tongue. Hello? And the tongue also listens to the mind. Are you with me? You can sit here today and you can talk yourself into gloominess. You can sit and you can talk yourself into depression. You can sit here and you can break down your body until you begin to shake. You can sit down and think about how old you are and how you have nothing to show for it. And before you know it, you begin to have a nervous breakdown. When you look at your age, you don't have a house, you don't have a proper car, and you look in the bank and there is no money, you could very well burst a blood vessel. Hello? But on the flip side, you can sit there and you can talk your mind into believing that you're a billionaire. You can sit there and talk yourself into wealth. Are you listening to me? The same amount of energy that it takes for you to talk yourself to doom is the same amount of energy that it takes for you to resurrect yourself. In spite of my weaknesses, I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ by faith. Hello? And you sit there and you repeat that until your mind begins to get happy. And then you put a smile on your face because the mind says, if your face is going like this, whether it is real or fake, the mind says that you're happy. So everybody close your eyes and put a smile on your face. Raise your hand and open your mouth and said, I am the righteousness of God through the blood of Jesus Christ the Messiah. Can you say that again? Say it this time now. In spite of my weaknesses, I am the righteousness of God. Now turn to a neighbor and put a $1 million smile on your face and said, I have some weaknesses, but I am the righteousness of God. Come on, somebody, and praise God. Come on now and praise God. And then you said, I don't have everything that I desire, but I know that by the grace of God, they will come. They will come. Raise up your right hand in the presence of the Lord and said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Come on, raise up your hand and said, my mind is powerful. And my mind is anointed to receive and disregard. Come on, somebody, and praise God. Come on and praise God. Come on and praise God. Come on and praise God. It's family month. And I want to be real with you. Don't blame your weakness on something else. Admit that you have a weakness. You know the funniest thing about it? I tell you the honest truth. You know the people that act holier than thou, those are the people with the demons. You know it never fails. Because that is their way to cover up. Hello? You watch those people that are holier than thou. I'm telling you, they got some dirt. And I'm speaking from personal experience. But I wanted to raise your right hand and tell yourself that I am great. Come on, say, I am a great being. I was created so. And I will function so. Raise your hand and shout, I am a winner. And no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. How many are going to believe God that you have power over everything that come up against you? Somebody shout, power. You got power over loss. And you have power over the spirit of perversion. Because let me tell you how the spirit of loss weighs and the mind. Allow you to start lusting, and then it allow you to start blaming. You know, if the dress wasn't so tight, man. Man, I can't sleep, man. That girl is in my spirit, man. No, it's not the girl in your spirit. It's a spirit in your spirit. Paul, yeah, I love the Apostle Paul. He said, I find another spirit. What? Come on. So come on, somebody shout, I feel it. And I know it. And it's trying to take me into captivity. But somebody shout, and then before you know it, that spirit of lust drives you to take up your gadgets. I'm telling you, I tell you before, and I'm telling you again, these gadgets, I'm telling you, there's a demon in them. Hello, somebody out there? I love the technological world, but I'm telling you, it is loaded with demons. And I'm trying to let you know that if you're not anointed, you shouldn't own one. If you think I'm joking, if you don't think they have some demons, as soon as you turn it on, you see porn popping up. That's why I use it, but I can't hold it up and say, this is the word of God. No, it's not. I put the word of God, anybody got a whole lot of demon in it. Hello? And because the spirit of lust is in you, he said, man, click on the site, man. You're only going to do it this once. Just look and see what's going on. And sometimes that over-righteous spirit inside of you said, oh, just look at it so you can rebuke it. And then you look, and it feels good. And tomorrow night is another look. Oh, Lord. So you see why you got to stop those kind of spirit? Hello? You got to lift up your hand in the air and say, my hands are anointed and I have power to direct what my hands will do and what it won't do. Did you hear what I said before? You can talk yourself into doom or you can talk yourself into heaven. Come on and praise God. Why did God look at Abraham and counted him righteous? Was it because he kept the laws? Was it because he was a righteous man? Abraham was just a man like any one of us. But guess what? The difference was that he believed God. He heard the voice of God. He responded to the voice of God. And he just believed God. Lord. mercy, Jesus. Somebody praise God. Lay your right hand on your mind and your head and just said, Lord, heal me. Come on, come on, lay your hand on your head and said, Lord, heal me. So I came to the full acknowledgement that nothing is wrong with our bodies, but something is wrong with our mind. Hello? Because if you're sick, your mind can get you healed. Come here, sis. Come here. In the midst of the service, you had an attack. You had an asthma attack, right? And you couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, when Sister Nicola brought her up here, she was just all excited. And the course was going on. And I went up to her ear. And I said, come on. I said, calm down. This is how she walked away with her healing. I said, calm down. Yeah? I said, you know the power. Sometimes you just need someone to drag you in your rightful mind. And she did to open her mouth and said, I'm going to calm down. Lord, I am going to calm down. And I'm going to trust that you got this. Because asthma cannot take me out unless you give asthma authority. And I know you don't. And in like manner, that's how you deal with the spirit of lust. Spirit of covetousness. Hello out there. This is how you deal with the spirit of hatred. Can you lift your hand in the presence of the Lord and said, I loose the spirit of hatredness out of my heart. I loose the spirit of anger out of my mind. I loose it out of my spirit. I loose it out of my body. And I bind love. And I bind the will of God in its place. So that I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. And I will not allow any other spirit to rule in the temple of God. In closing, 2 Corinthians 10 and the verse 5 said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought and the obedience of Christ. Did you know that you can bring into captivity the mind of Christ? To bring into captivity simply means to bind. Strap it to your person. And how do you bring down those imaginations? You bring them down by standing up and declaring who you are in God. Come on, lift up your right hand and say, I am the righteousness of God. And hear what the Apostle Paul said. He said, when you think, let your thinking be to this. Whatsoever things are lovely. Some of us think about hatred too much. Some of us think about riches too much. Huh? Be positive. Come on, he said you should think. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are pure. So when the enemy said, you should just hate Dr. Peart. Said, no, she's a woman of God. Oh, what a beautiful woman she is. Oh, 2400 Weir Drive would not be the same without her. And you just begin to think and lovely things about her. And before you know it, you look around and hatred is gone. Come on and praise God. He said, whatever things are good, whatever things are pure. And then he said, if there be any virtue, think on these things. If there's your mind right. When you have time, since I'm out of time, I want you to read Colossians chapter 3 and the verse 16. And I want you to read Philippians 4 and the verse 6.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91 God in the Raw. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.
Tombstone, see the living God.